Hello, Team Liquid. I am Artosis, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little story. The story of my first LAN event ever. And first, I have to give you a little bit of background. This story is going to include me and my bestest buddy in the whole wide world, Asem. We have been partners in crime since the very beginning, about 11 years ago. We started practicing together, and I've been great friends ever since. So let me go ahead and give you some background information before I talk about this LAN event. Basically, Asem and I back then decided we didn't want to play with the foreigner community, you know, the Europeans, the Americans, all that. Instead, we wanted to play with Korean players. We saw them as better. We wanted long-term results, not short-term fame from playing with the foreigner players. So we practiced. We were like outcasts, kind of, in the foreigner scene. It wasn't as developed as a scene. Everyone had their own little niches. Not everyone really knew each other or were friends quite as much. At the top level, everyone kind of knew each other, you know, because they hit each other all the time. But when we played in, like, foreigner tournaments and stuff, a lot of times we would smurf. People didn't know a whole lot about us other than we were good and played with Koreans. So anyways, that's kind of how we went into this tournament, kind of like outcasts, not really close friends with anyone else at the event. So the name of the tournament was the Game Fix Million Man LAN. It took place down in Louisville, Kentucky, and this was in May of 2002, so that was over 9 years ago now. Long time ago. StarCraft was a much, much different game back then. I can't even really explain how different it was. Macro didn't really truly exist. Micro didn't really truly exist. You could play in like any style and end up winning. But you know, there still were the good players that beat the bad players and all that. So it was still a great game back then. So anyways, we were going to go down to Kentucky for this event. I think I had just turned 18 years old. I hadn't really done any traveling yet. I was from a small town in New Hampshire. So, you know, I wasn't overly worldly at the time, and Asem was from a pretty small town in Georgia, so he wasn't as well. We decided to go meet up at this LAN, get a hotel room together, and do our best. My parents, you know, they were like, whoa, really? You're going to go meet a guy from the internet and stay with him in a hotel room? This is a little bit weird. I'm like, no, I know him. Don't worry about it. So anyways, I flew down, and the airport itself was pretty funny. My plane got in maybe an hour or so before Asem's, and he gave me his flight information. So I went and found the area where his plane was going to get off. And I had actually never seen a picture of him. You know, this is back in early 2002. Not everyone had digital cameras. Not everyone had pictures online. And this was no exception. I had no idea what Asem looked like. I don't recall if he knew what I looked like. There may have been a picture of me online at that point. I knew just that he had red hair and he was coming in from Georgia. So I kind of stood there with my little disposable Polaroid camera or whatever it was, you know, those ones in the cardboard that don't even exist anymore. And I stood there with a big shit-eating grin on my face, just watching people come through. And every time a red-haired person came through of approximately my age, which surprisingly there were a lot of coming in from this area of the airport, I would get all ready and walk up towards them, but then they would, like, not say anything to me, so eventually, Asem came out, and I met him, and it was really great. And I knew that to this event, you know, a lot of top players were flying in, and I knew one of them was Apex X. Some of you might know him. Even War 3 players that are old school might know him. I know he was a ghost with that game for a bit, but back then, you know, he was top 10 to 15 in America, and a random player, too, by the way. Apex X was coming in. I knew that he lived in Georgia, so I figured that maybe he was on this plane, and I knew also he was Asian, so I went up to every kid our age that looked Asian, and I asked them if they were Apex X, and all of them looked at me like I was completely insane. So Sam and I left. We went, found our hotel. We had directions to that quite easily. Then we went out to eat. Now, again, I'm from a small town in New Hampshire. You know, I know all the restaurants where I eat at. And, you know, I normally eat at home. I'm just this nerdy young computer game player that doesn't have a whole lot of money. I know what I eat back home. I'm a vegetarian, and I haven't traveled much at that point. And so we go to this restaurant, and a Sem orders a nice big steak or something like that. And I look through the menu, and the only thing I can really find is cottage cheese. I didn't really, you know, I was just kind of this clueless kid that didn't know, okay, you can order pretty much anything at these places. Just tell them what you want and without meat on it. But anyways, I ordered like cottage cheese, and that was my dinner for that night, which was pretty funny. I believe it was the next day we had nothing really to do. And this was supposed to be at this big area where it was going to bring a BYOC, bring your own computer, but also computers there for the official tournaments, like the StarCraft tournament. We went off to the place where it was supposed to be, which was this college. So we go to this university, and we're walking around, looking for it, and we just absolutely cannot find it. And I'm just so confused at this point. The only thing that we do end up finding is a woman's or a girl's volleyball tournament. So we're walking around in the ridiculous heat of the Kentucky early summer, sweating our asses off, just looking for this. No idea for hours. We have no idea where we're going or what to do. We have no idea how to check this because this is, you know, what are we going to do? Call home and get our moms to go on the internet and check it out? And so we just kind of walk around and ask some people. We're like, have you seen anyone bringing computers around or something like that? And we asked this lady that was working there. She was like working, overseeing a parking lot or something like that. And she had randomly seen like an advertisement or a flyer or something like that advertising this event and told us where it was. And I tell you, to this day, that lady, I thank her so much. Turns out that the address that they had on part of the site where I got the address off of was for the same event that had happened the year before. So that's what happened. Anyways, we get to the event, and it's this gigantic hall, and everyone has their own computers there. A lot of people actually flew in and like slept there on the floor with blankets and stuff. That's something we didn't do. We didn't want to bring computers down or anything. We just decided to stay in a hotel. And so we just start walking around, looking around, and we find the computers. And we're like, oh, okay, we can go practice. And we figured, I think, that no one knew what we looked like or who we really were, our IDs or anything. Because, again, this was like the first big USA LAN, aside from one or two other like really prehistoric ones. We walked around a little bit, and eventually we ended up playing in the furthest corner on off races, not talking to anyone, just warming up a little bit, trying out the computers and whatnot. And then we walked around and saw some guys playing StarCraft at a pretty high level. They were pretty fast and everything, so we figured they were there from the tournament. And I noticed their pictures from one of these prehistoric lands. It was Sindred, Jester, and then with them was also McNasty and Hurt in Time. Now, Asem told me, as we saw them from a distance, we were walking up, he's like, hey, let's not tell anyone who we are. And I just thought this was a brilliant idea. I'm like, yeah, we'll have everything on our sides, you know? We'll know who they are, they won't know who we are, we'll be like a surprise to them. So we walk up to them and start watching, and they turn around, they're like, oh, hey, are you guys StarCraft players? What are your IDs? And I think it was either Jester or Sindred that asked this, and they asked it, and I spoke right up. I go, we're not telling. Or I something like that. I'm like, yeah, I'm not telling you my ID, sorry. And, I mean, looking back on it, that was maybe the stupidest, childish, retarded thing I ever did at a LAN. And the funny thing is that Asem then turned on me and instantly told them he was Asem. So I'm standing there looking twice as douchebaggy. And they introduce themselves. We watch them play some games on Dire Straits. And we walk around for a bit and then decide to go eat and be done with that area for the day. The next day we go really, really early because we want to practice and everything. So we get there before the computers are even on for us to play. And a funny little thing, we walk around, and it is so early that, like, most of the land participants are not up, but there are a few that are up that are sitting in their chairs with blankets over them watching porn on their computers, and you can guess the rest. we were quite shocked and horrified at that. The people started showing up, and it was really, really exciting. Pretty much all the best players in America were there, aside from Froz and Dreamy. I think pretty much all the top Americans were there. I mean, there was myself and Assem, there was Recroll, there was Duty, a.k.a. Illnip, there was Corball, there was Weir, there was McNasty, there was Apex X, Syndred, Jester. Really, like, all the old-school names were all gathering at this event. You know, it had pretty good prize. I think $1,000 for first place. And, you know, USA was like this hotbed of talent at the time. Everyone good was playing. It was really exciting. We were like, basically, the whole country was waiting for a big tournament for us to all play in. Everyone is just showing up. And, you know, I figured that Assem and I would make it into top three, get some money. Pretty easily. You know, I had never been to a LAN, but I knew the general skill levels of everyone. We knew that we were amongst the best players there. Little did we know that we took this game really seriously, and that causes, if you haven't been to a lot of LANs and you take it quite seriously, you get really, really, really nervous in StarCraft, you know, when you're really into it. So, tell you a little bit about how our games went. For the life of me right now, I can't remember who Assem played versus first. But anyways, he lost his first match. I cannot remember who it was. I played against Duty in the first round, who was, you know, quite a popular player. He played a lot with the top players, and he was ranked quite highly amongst USA's elite. And it was a Terran versus Zerg on Lost Temple. I think I 7-racked, bunker rushed him. You know, just, like, delayed him a little bit with it. I don't recall it doing too much damage. But then I was playing really quite well, and our game actually, went into a reasonable game, not too long, maybe 15 minutes, but not all the games had started, everything, and everyone was crowding around my computer in the back to see me play, because no one really knew me that well. I had been playing with Koreans mostly, and I was reasonably fast at the time. APM was measured differently back then. I believe mine was right around 140, which would probably translate to like 160 to 180 in what APM became back in StarCraft 1, which for that day and age in 2002 was pretty fast. So I guess I looked pretty impressive. And they were all watching that quite closely, and I was actually shaking, which totally surprised me, because I didn't really get nervous ever before playing at home online. You know, pretty much no matter who I played pretty close to, you know, my maximum skill level. So I was like, really, like, whoa, this is weird. So I ended up winning, but I mean, I had a ton of minerals, even for back then, and I was just all shaky, full of adrenaline, and a little bit confused. In the next round, the loser bracket, Duty and Assem played, and I should mention that during, I believe it was during my game, Duty was, you know, talking some smack or something like that. I believe this is how it went down. Duty, during this tournament, liked to talk to his opponent and try to get him off kilter. He was good at some smack talk and stuff and annoying his opponent. And so I think I went /DND or /ignore. And then typed in his ID. He found out that I had done that, and I told Assem that he liked to do that. So Assem was playing him in the loser bracket. And, I should mention this little side story I forgot to put in there. The tournament was actually not going to have a loser bracket. It was going to be single elimination. And so, being Artosis, I was like, no, this isn't how you run a tournament. And I just went up to the game fix guy before they started and argued with him for like 15 minutes. And then I pulled Weir up with me to help me argue. And they eventually put it into the double elimination. We were in the double elimination bracket here. Assem playing against Duty, and Duty entered the game as Duty, then a bunch of ones, L's, and capital I's at the end of his name. So you literally could not type his name in game. So he was totally, you know, messing with Asem and spamming him during the game. Asem could not D&D. It was literally impossible to figure out what his ID was to do this to because of the font in StarCraft 1. So anyways, he ended up eliminating Asem, so a really disappointing loss there for him. Definitely one of the best players in the country at the time. And so I went on. I beat some more noobs on the way. And then I hit Apex X. We were both pretty high in the winner bracket. And he ran him into Terran on Lost Temple. And, of course, I was Terran. And I actually got so far ahead. this was like my first real event. So I did not have the rules I have in place now that got me known as a Turtle Terran for a while. But, you know, I got so far ahead, I was just sitting there thinking to myself, wow, there is no way I can lose this game. And I took, like, 8 dropships and just filled them up with tanks and Goliaths. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to get him out of this game. This is silly. Why is he still here? You know, he has 2 base. I have, like, 5. You know, I have so much mech. So I take, like, 8 dropships, and I fly them into his main base on Lost Temple, and all of his Goliaths are standing right where I fly them into, and he kills all my dropships, and I unload, like, 2 tanks total. And then he comes back and wins the game. So right there, I'm like sitting there about ready to kill myself. I'm like so upset. How did I do this? Why did I do this? I don't recall if I won any matches in the winner loser bracket or not, but eventually I hit Blue Wolf, and we had seen him play plenty throughout the event. And Blue Wolf, by the way, a very talented old school player that plays all sorts of games, and the brother of Wizard, the famous StarCraft 1 and Warcraft 3 Pro. I was playing Blue Wolf, and we knew ahead of time what he does in Protoss vs. Terran. We'd seen him play plenty of games, and he was always opening, not with just Dragoons, but also Zealot, which no one ever does back then. Everyone just opened with Dragoons, never a Zealot. And I was going over ideas on how to counter this with a Sem, and then I totally disregarded what we had come up with when the game started, and attacked him right away with, like, 2 siege tanks and, like, a vulture and a marine or something. And the Zealot totally screwed up my math, because the build that I had done, I mean, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was quite good against just Dragoons at the time. The Zealot totally screwed me up. I lost the game really, really fast thereafter. And I just sat there shaking my head. That was the first of many to come. Oh, wells. You know, not a really happy event. I won a little bit of money. I don't remember exactly where I finished, but I won a little bit of money. A little funny side story to that is they gave me the paperwork to fill out and send in to get it, and apparently there was, when I eventually went through the paperwork and filled it out, I realized I had to fill it out, like, within a week of the tournament or something insane like that, so I actually ended up not getting the money I had won. And so, back to the tournament. It ended up being, I believe it was McNasty got first place, $1,000, good for him. The Son of Tomorrow, a Chinese guy, a student from Texas, I believe it was, ended up getting second place. No one really knew who he was. He was just a Zerg player. He was really the most friendly guy you could ever meet. I mean, as he just bashed people over and over, it was kind of funny. Sem and I sat behind him and called him King Zerg, and he was just all smiles and total nice manner guy. Only thing he ever really did in StarCraft was that one tournament. He wasn't, like, the best Zerg. He wasn't even, I don't think, one of the best Zergs in America. Just his style kind of caught people off guard. But anyways, he got second place, and then Weir, I believe it was, ended in third place. So, yeah, that concludes my story of the very first LAN event I was in. I learned a lot of valuable lessons, like eat well and don't overestimate your lead in a LAN and don't be a total asshole to the other players and, you know, all sorts of great little tidbits. But yeah, that was the beginning of my career, and I hope you enjoyed the story.